is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks, set.
A very great evening to all of those all over the world. This is the 470th episode of Track World with Alpheus Finlayson on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I give kudos to Jazz Chisholm for his excellence for the Marlins. Much PR has been achieved for the Bahamas, ladies and gentlemen. Well, additional kudos at the Florence Diamond League. Devin Charlton finished second in 12.80 seconds. In Rome, Puerto Rican Miss Shimanko Quinn ran 12.38 seconds, a best for the Rome Diamond League. At the NC2A Championships, Randolph Ross ran 43.85 seconds, the fastest of under 20 performance ever. My guests this evening are Andrew Tynes and his excellent athletes. Well, we're gonna take a break, but Andrew, tell us about these yourself and these young men.
Well, good evening, Bahamas. It's a pleasure to be here this evening, and I'm accompanied by two of my junior athletes. One is Carlos Brown. He's our under 17 top sprinter right now in the country, and I have also Wendell Miller. He's one of our under 20. Top sprinters in the country, and we are happy to be here today.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. So we're going to go to a break, and upon our return, we're going to talk about the sponsorship of Track World.
My team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up your Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this best-seller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Station is on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy, and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200. And you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing. And that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Well, we're back, and the first person that is on my phone is none other than my good cousin, Vanessa Colby. And you know, we only have good cousins. We only have good cousins. Well, Track World is sponsored by none other than Vaughn L. Culmer Associates and Sunawa Limited, Arawak Homes, my bestseller book from Vancouver to Athens, 50 years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition, Sunshine Insurance, AFD Management, and Pairdale. Freeman DeVoe is the man, my good cousin. And as I say, we only have good cousin Freeman. Kalina Insurance, where I have been a financial services representative for more than 40 years. My business partner, it's Alexis Hanna, and the A for A-Team is Alpheus, and the A for Alexis is Alexis Hanna. And what I'm talking about is that we are the A-Team at Kalina. Then I would like to our co-workers, family, and associates for the best sushi in the land and be fantasized. That is the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden. And just ask every Friday evening, ask your friends, your co-workers, everybody to go every Friday evening to get some sushi. And I'm sure you will be just fantasized. And then we start the conversation with this young man, Andrew Tynes. So, Andrew, tell us about you. Start telling us about you, not the athletes, and then you will talk about the athletes.
Well, myself, Andrew Tynes, graduated from high school in at Oren Bailey. Went to Southern University, spent a year there, then went to the University of Texas, El Paso.
Oh, you were at Southern?
Yes, Southern, went to Southern University in New Orleans for 1 year, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And graduated, I mean, I transferred to the University of Texas, El Paso, graduated in 1996. 1994, I was fortunate to win the NCAA championships in the 200 meters. I represented the Bahamas on many, many national teams in terms of junior and senior. And now here I am. I'm home, I'm coaching, we're trying to catch up with Jamaica in terms of our junior athletes.
Okay, tell us about some of your successes around the world.
Around the world, basically you start from juniors. I was definitely Griffith champion, CAC champion, Pan American Games, and the senior was a silver medalist. Olympic semifinalists.
Pan American Games was that unusual time.
Yes.
They held it in November. That was the games.
That was CAC.
CAC Games. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. And so guess what? Mm-hmm. I could always remember you in that 200 meters.
Yes.
How was that?
Well, actually, as you said, it was unusual because it was held in November. And, you know, it was around Thanksgiving, and my coach was apprehensive of letting me come. And you talk him into it. You actually.
Yeah.
You talk to my coach. He said, you know what? He's just going to come and run. You know, they'll prepare him for it. And I was able to win the gold medal.
Yeah.
Well, I can remember.
You know, that place was so wonderful.
Wonderful.
I could remember my cousin, Backus Rule.
Backus Rule.
I have a photo with him.
Yes.
Because he was down there basketball.
Right?
Yeah,
basketball. The basketball team is there.
So I mean, that... The, you know, Puerto Rico is great with basketball.
Yes, yes.
So it is really, really something else.
Yes.
So tell us, going forward, you were part of the record-breaking team.
Record-breaking team.
Where was that again?
The first time I'm trying to remember. The first time we broke the national record, the 4x1 you're talking about, was in Northwest Track Classic, actually.
I know that very well.
Yes, Northwest
Sydney Cartwright.
Right, Sydney Cartwright, myself, Rembert Wells, to Bernard Young, to Aram Lewis, to myself. And, you know, Rembert and Aram now, you know, they're in politics now, so.
Well, let's talk about the competition. I have a photo with you, and that would have been in Athens.
Athens.
You remember Athens?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Athens. Athens, Greece, yes. Athens, my
and,
school.
And the minister there was who we were talking about. The minister there was...
not Algin. No,
no, no, no, no, no, no. Chivago Lang, I think. Yeah. As he was in 95.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they were there, and Athens was a good thing. But to me, Gordonburg was... For me, it was a highlight of...
Oh, that was Gordon, it.
Gordonburg was the sweetest word.
Gordonburg,
Yes,
unbelievable.
Yes, unbelievable. I mean, who didn't make the finals at least... We had everybody at least made the semifinals and the finals and were medalists.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, we had a great success. And I think that really opened the door. 1995 was a really, really good year for the Bahamas in track and field worldwide.
Well, tell us about this photo with you. And those that was in South America, wasn't
it? That was in Brazil. It was a
Brazil,
Grand Prix
yes.
meet in Brazil. And I just came from the Pan American Games about a month ago, and I had... Actually, who was missing that picture was my idol, Robinson De Silva.
De Silva, yeah.
Yes,
De Silva is one of a kind.
Right, I just defeated him in...
And he was
Argentina.
One of people as a sprinter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was Gothenburg or a little later. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, before Gothenburg, because I got to know him since I was in high school.
Okay.
And I said, this guy from Brazil, I like his style, and I want to run like him. And I ended up racing him for the first time, and I actually beat him, and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
So, but I actually went on to win the silver medal. The Cuban guy, Ivan Garcia, I remember him.
Do I remember him?
Yeah.
Oh, man, he was one of a kind.
Right, yeah.
The 200 meter.
Right.
Of a kind.
Mm-hmm. I beat him that July in Colombia. He was in Cali.
Yes.
And then he came back and he beat me that March.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah. That was down south.
Yeah, south. Yeah,
At the Pan Am Games down south. Yes. And
Argentina.
That's unusual
to
have it that early. Yeah.
Yeah, it was in March. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell us about these young men. And you can ask him questions also.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me start with Carlos Brown. Carlos Brown is a student at St. John's. I had him since he was
good school, yeah, great school.
Great school. He was 8 years old, mm-hmm. and I can remember him when I took him to AU championships at 8 years old, mm-hmm. and I look at the size of all those guys. And I say, "Oh Jesus, he's so small." I say, "How is he going to run against them?" And the gun shoots. Mm-hmm. Here's he in front of everybody, and I knew from that meet that he was going to be something special. And mm-hmm. here he is now. At 15 years old, running 10-3 and 21-4, which is, I mean, outstanding. And he will continue. And, you know, last year, he ran, I think, what you did, 10-8? 10-8 last year. And mm-hmm. I think that, you know, he would have definitely won. He'd been top two in Griffith last mm-hmm. year. Of course, he didn't have Griffith
yes.
last year. And, of course, this year, I think he would have won the gold medal. Mm-hmm. And this other kid over here, Wendell Miller. Well, actually, he spelled this, he trained with Edinald. Role at UB
yes. uh-huh,
for the fall season. And he's with me now, and he's a great talent. You know what I'm saying? He's already run 20.7, and he's run 46.3, and I think he'll get better as the season goes on. And as a matter of fact, he's already qualified for Junior Worlds in the 1, the 2, and the 4.
Tell us about that, please, because mm-hmm. I'm not talking about the Junior Worlds. Isn't there another meet before the Junior Worlds, no?
Well, no. What I'm going to do, we're taking them to the AU Championships mm-hmm. we have in Orlando.
Yeah.
But they're going to host it in Melbourne this year. And
They're
going to host it in Melbourne, Florida this year.
Disney
didn't want to take it on this year. I don't know, for whatever odd reason.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to have it in Melbourne, Florida this year. And we're leaving on July 12th. Mm-hmm. So it's just a meet, you know, to compensate for Griff, though, you know what I'm saying?
But for the
under 20.
For the under 20. Mm-hmm. I thought that NACAC was going to have
right.
an event
I'm not sure. It's scheduled to have, but they're not confirmed. It's not confirmed.
Not confirmed.
Yeah, not confirmed. Not confirmed. Yes. So, I think it's going to be in Colombia this year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so tell me where the world under 20 going to be still in?
It's in Kenya. Kenya is also scheduled too, and I think it's going to happen. Is the Bahamas going to go? I don't know.
Okay.
But he's already qualified, and he's already qualified for NACAC 18 also.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Y'all don't have any questions? This fellow talked about all of these. You didn't ask him any questions about that. You asked him any questions about him?
They ask questions with me all the time. They ask.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But don't be shy. Mm-hmm. Shy doesn't take you any place, you know.
Well, I guess maybe you could loosen them up and ask them some questions.
I hear. So yeah. How did you get involved in, I mean, other than him, how did you get involved in track and field?
When I was with my coach, General, I was training at Seattle Cup first before he take me in. He saw I had potential, so he put me on this wing and he trained me with his track club he had, and he just bring me he bring me this far. So I just like a track after that.
So tell me about school.
You
can't go too far without school, my brother.
I attend St. John's. I was over there for 2 years. I attend St. John's now. It's my last year graduating. And I'm looking forward to going off to college. But
so how, what grades do you have?
My grade over 2.5, I mean, my GPA is 2.56.
And that's what, is that good?
I mean, yes, I think, yes, sir.
My brother, you, the only way you would get into college is because you could run. 2.50 ain't good. I went to St. Augustine's many years ago, 1961, and me and this young man, we were the ones who got scholarship to go to St. John's in Minnesota, okay? And this man turned up, we did physics and math with 1 year to go, okay? And the next year was 1967. 1967 in January is when the government changed. And guess what my grade was? I had a B+ in mathematics, and I had a D+ in physics. So I put that book down. I don't know where that book is. But I did math, and when I came home, my mentor was a fellow called Neville K. Adley. And he and I were the first people to work at the Department of Statistics, the 1970 statistics. I met him when David Charlton was having his being inducted in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And this fellow lived close to us. And he was in Maryland. So he came to the door and I looked at him. I said, "You're old." Because I hadn't seen him from we graduated St. John's in 70. Mm-hmm. So you know that's plenty of years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now he has moved to... he was somebody who worked with... how do I put it? In Maryland. Mm-hmm. And he did sonar. Mm-hmm. Sonar, under the water. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now he has gone with his bride to the Philippines. Mm-hmm. His mother's passed and everything else. Mm-hmm. So that was it. But I tell you, how is your grades?
I mean, my grades, my grades is good.
Is good?
Good is like a C+.
And what is that?
That's like a...
Numbers.
That's like a 2.9.
Just a little bit better than him.
Yes, sir.
But let me tell you this, man. Put your mind on your education. Put your mind on your education. Andrew, what do you say?
Yeah, of course. When we all done with this track and field, you know what I'm saying?
We'll
kick in, you know what I'm saying? We can't run for the rest of our lives. You can't play basketball for the rest of our lives. You can't play softball, baseball for the rest of our lives. You have to, everything comes to an end. And what you have in your head, you know what I'm saying? Your education never goes away.
I hear what you're saying, my brother. That is a good thing. Education. And that's what I am talking about. So we're going to take another break. And when we take the next break, we will continue to talk about track and field. And then we're going to go to some other things.
Yes, sir.
Because to be the one to have the first to copy, I know what it was for Hawk for over the years. His dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this best-seller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlan Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history. True and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment. One of my big fulfillment of having this book.
The novel coronavirus disease, now called COVID-19, is a new strain of coronavirus that has not infected humans before. Symptoms include cough, fever, sore throat, breathing problems, and shortness of breath. After a person has been exposed to COVID-19, symptoms can appear between 2 to 14 days later. Severe cases can lead to pneumonia, severe respiratory syndrome, kidney failure, or even death. The virus is transmitted after being in close contact with an infected person. To prevent the spread of a respiratory illness like COVID-19, wash your hands for at least 20 seconds with soap and water. Rinse, then dry.
Avoid touching your eyes, nose, or mouth unnecessarily, especially if your hands are not washed. Cover your mouth and nose with your inner elbow or tissue when you cough or sneeze. Avoid close contact with persons who are infected or have symptoms such as coughing or sneezing. Clean and disinfect surfaces at home and at work. There are no medications to treat the coronavirus. Practice preventative measures to ensure that you and your family are safe.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to tell you that we're on the road to Tokyo. And, my brother, tell us, we're having the nationals on the end of the month.
Yes, on 25th, 26th, and 27th.
So, yes. Mm-hmm, yes. So, based on what you see so far, what do you think will happen, number one, and number two? At the nationals, would it be made a significant difference for people who have not qualified to, is the qualification still?
Yes, I think the last chance to qualify, I think it's at the end of this month.
Yeah.
And I think the Blue Mountain is going to put on a last chance meet, which is going to be that Monday. So we actually have 4 days of competition.
Yeah.
And I think now it's going to be combined with the youths. And it's going to be combined with the juniors. So
yes.
We'll have the junior nationals in all three divisions. And I think from what I've been hearing that Trinidad is going to send a mixed team now to qualify for the Olympics.
So how are we with a mixed team?
Well, we have the numbers and we have the personnel. Now, are they going to run? Now, you know, that's a different story.
Yes.
Depends. You know what I'm saying? But we do.
You know, they make more money. They make more money for the mix.
Yes, Mexico. Yes. And I think Mexico is going to send on their 4x4 team that we just ran against in Florida. He was a part of the team. He started. And are they going to come back again? And they're going to run again.
Yes.
And hopefully Trinidad brings on their 4x4 team. And hopefully the Bahamas can get a team and then qualify. So
qualify
for the 4x4.
4x4?
It's the first time we've been on the edge like that in the 4x4.
I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that. Yeah. Well, this is why we're here talking.
Yes.
And, you know, educating people.
Yes.
So, as I say, we have some people who have qualified.
Right.
Okay. Now the question is, what is going to happen on that weekend?
The weekend, if everybody shows up, I really think it's
going
to be
everybody nice. Should show up.
Everybody shows up, yeah.
It is not in the days when the top athletes didn't come because people want to see them.
And I must say, and I must applaud you for back in the days with our. As a matter of fact, I saw him the other day through Baintown from our Workers' Bank. Reverend Dr.
C.B. Moss.
C.B. Moss, yes. So where we had those incentives and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. If you make the A standard, it's $1,000. The B standard is $500. But guess what? Guess what? That Monday morning, C.B. had the whole place full up with the people with the money.
Yes.
And C.B. also employed Tonic Williams, and our Silver Girl. I'm talking about, you know, I'm talking about.
Then
the 400 meters.
Christine Amadel.
Our girl. In the 400, Pauline. Yes,
okay.
Pauline Davis Thompson. Yes. Okay, yeah. So I'm saying that the place was all full.
I can remember those days because, you know, I was fortunate to make this A standard in both the 100 and 200 meters.
Yeah.
I remember going down there, you know, and it was well
$2,000.
$2,000.
So let me say this. We have talked about it, but I guess we need some other people to get involved with this.
Yes.
And you may consider yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We have decided that anybody who breaks a national record mm-hmm. of any repute mm-hmm. Should be able to get $1,000. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, somebody already jumped. Guess who? Livingston Marshall. Well, you know that name?
Of course, of course.
Well, Livingston mm-hmm. with, you know, our man, Brown. He set that record in it would have been Venezuela. Maracaibo. Mm-hmm. And so that record has been not mm-hmm. broken.
Okay. Oh, okay. No, it's still standing.
No, but he said that he was mm-hmm. going to run the 200 and the 800 again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that never happened. That mm-hmm. never happened. Mm-hmm. So he has a joke with Chris. Mm-hmm. And if anybody breaks Chris' record, mm-hmm. they're getting $1,000. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the thing about it, I remember that race because I was in Maracaibo when Chris broke the record. Mm-hmm. It was in 98. They had the
CZ. 98?
Yeah, CZ Games. Huh? Yeah. That's the first time I met Chris Brown.
Yeah,
he was okay. on the team. He had made the team, and he was still in high school.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, but this is unbelievable.
He broke that record right there.
There was
in Maracaibo.
Yeah, there was a young mm-hmm. man who sponsored Chris. Mm-hmm. Okay? And he was working with Frankie Wilson's place. It was a real nice place mm-hmm. in South Eleuthera. And he was a long jumper, mm-hmm. and he really took care of Chris. As a matter of fact, they had some journalists mm-hmm. go down from around the world to Eleuthera mm-hmm. to talk to Chris. And it was yeah. really, really something else. Yes. So, you know, hopefully the other people, like another one was our 800-meter champion who passed. Vanetta Rule. Who passed, yeah. And she is a 204. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. you know, we have to have people who... who support
mm-hmm. yes.
Getting people who break those kinds of records?
Well, hopefully, you know, as you said, everybody, you know, they should show up, and we should have a good track meet. Especially, I know the juniors, the junior athletes will be here, mm-hmm. and the youth athletes.
Yes.
So we've been having some good competition for the past 2 years in those divisions.
Okay.
So even if they don't come out and watch our senior athletes and all don't show up, trust me, the junior and the youth athletes will be on display.
I understand that, my brother. So tell us a little bit more about not the incentives, mm-hmm. but really about what you think the competition will be at the Nationals.
Well, the competition at the Nationals, in terms of, I mean, first of all, let me go back and say it again. I wish everybody comes, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying, and we could see some good showdowns, you know, in terms of we're really looking forward to seeing the 400 meters.
Well, of course.
Yeah, the 400 meters.
Uh-huh. So tell me who.
Well,
other than
our world champion.
Other than the world champion.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And we're going to have Alonzo Russell. We're going to have Michael Matthew and Buddy Wendell mm-hmm. himself, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully Terrence Jones comes home and he runs.
He's huge. What has he been doing?
Terrence Jones, I didn't see him run the 200 meters at the NCAA, but I'm not sure what happened.
Uh-huh.
But I know he had run 20.3, and I haven't seen him run the 400 that much this season.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, at any given day, if you run...
But the 200 is his race.
Yeah,
but his
the
race.
400 normally is his race.
The 400 was his race? I didn't know that.
Yeah, the 400 was his race.
So he ran the 200 and... He ran the 200 in Doha, though.
In Doha, yes. Yes. 200 in Doha. I guess he didn't qualify for the 400.
Oh, okay.
So he had to run the 200.
The 200, yes.
He didn't qualify and stuff.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you run 20.3 and you're a quarter mile, I mean, I'm quite sure you can pick up any given day and run a mid-45, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, that's
if your mind is on that.
Yes, your mind is on that, yes. Uh-huh. So hopefully, you know, the 400 meters will still be the highlight, I think, you know what I'm saying?
So what's your favorite races?
Well, my favorite race is the 100 and 200. I'm a sprinter.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
My
favorite race is the 400.
Your race is the 400. That's your favorite race. Yeah, mm-hmm. You even ain't talking about the rest of that. Yeah. Go for it, my brother. Go for it. Mm-hmm. Go for it.
So it'll be very interesting to see how he match up with the senior athletes. You know, so he's been running pretty, you know, decent. And of course, Carlos, you know, he already qualified for NACAD, so he's up to try and bet his time. Like you see all them PR this weekend.
Yeah, understood. Uh-huh. Understood. No, but that seems like that is going to be something else. Yeah. You said you don't know about Terrence.
No.
What about the athlete that Norbert Elliott has?
Samson. But Samson, he'll run.
Samson Goldberg, yes.
This will be like a good reunion because, you know, I coach all of them.
Yeah?
I coach Samson, yeah.
You coach Samson too?
Yeah, I coach Samson. So we'll get to see, you know. I think he'll be running the 100 in 20 meters. So, I mean, thus far, I think
not the 400.
No, he wouldn't run.
But he is the one that has the best chance, I think, of breaking the 9.
Breaking the 10th. The 10th.
From Osaka.
Yes. I think he has a good chance of doing it. You know, and you know, it's all about focus. You know, what I'm saying, as long as he's focused and he can do it.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he can do it, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I said this is not a lecture series.
No. Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard anybody call in.
Mm-hmm.
And the numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and the text line powered by none other than BTC is 422-4796. And I do know that Blossie Smith is listening to the show. She is in Atlanta, in Georgia, seeing some of her children. And she, you know, all over the world, you can hear, you can get the show. So I wish for you to call in. And I say it is not a lecture series. We want you to be involved in it. I gave you the numbers. I did give you the numbers. And the first one to call, give your trivia.
Well, the trivia is, who was our last junior world champion? And what event?
Okay, good enough. I think I know who that is. But, yes. So, say it again.
Who was our last junior world champion?
The Bahamian.
And which event?
Yeah. And not where?
Yeah. Well,
what,
not where. But
not where is important.
Nowhere.
Yes. So, you heard Andrew give the trivia. And I will give $30 for the person who wins the trivia. Hawk Sports, yes.
Hawk Sports.
So again, call in, please. Call in or text. Let us know who you chose, because that's what we are talking about. So what I wish to do is, unless we get somebody called, I would like to talk about birthdays, people who have passed, and all of that. And I think that you would enjoy birthdays and people who have passed, because it's so significant.
Yes.
Anyhow, Kermit, we don't have anything coming in, so we'll go to a break, and then we'll talk about birthdays and deaths and all of that.
It's happening. And it's all straight talk with no chaser. As Levin Miller is unleashed on your radio each weekday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It's going to be smart talk, ideas, and innovation. Each weekday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Only on Guardian Radio. Your station for fresh news and smart talk. Trust me. You're not going to want to miss this.
Hello from the Shell Fuel Labs, where my team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up the Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this best-seller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy, and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment. One of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Persons older than 60 years and those with underlying chronic conditions such as diabetes and high blood pressure are at higher risk of being infected by COVID-19. In nursing home facilities, COVID-19 can spread easily among seniors and the impact can be severe. Special care must be taken to make sure our seniors in nursing homes are safe. To protect these residents, no in-person visitors should be allowed at any nursing home facility. All healthcare workers should wear personal protective equipment, including gloves, masks, and gowns when they come into contact with nursing home residents. Frequent hand washing, especially when caring for several seniors and carrying out procedures, is recommended. Cleaning of frequently touched surfaces must be done consistently throughout the day. Healthcare workers and caregivers should stay at home if they are ill with respiratory symptoms such as coughing, runny nose, fever, or shortness of breath. If a nursing home resident becomes ill with respiratory symptoms, they should be properly masked, then isolated in a private room. The facility administrator should call the Ministry of Health Surveillance Unit immediately and follow their instructions. For more information, call 511. The call center at 502-7382, 502-7382. Visit www.bahamas.gov.bs/health or covid19.gov.bs, or email us at covid19@bahamas.gov.bs.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
And we're back on Track Wheel with Alpheus Finlayson. I told you that somebody called just now, and for whatever reason, we didn't get the answer. So they can they can text back so that we could write it down. Unless Kermit has it. Well, going back, Vaughn L. Culmer and Associates Insurance Brokers Limited, they are a sponsor of Track World. And then we're talking about Sun Oil, Auerbach Homes, my bestseller book, From Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition, Sunshine Insurance, and AFD Management on services on Pairdale, my good cousin Freeman DeVoe. We have the answer, and I will call them later. My good cousin Freeman DeVoe on Pairdale. Well, of course, all of our cousins are good. Kalina Insurance, where I have been a financial services representative for more than 40 years. My business partner, Alexis Hanna, the A-Team is for Alpheus, and the A-Team is for Alexis Hanna. Please add, as I say, we're talking about the Garden of Eden, ladies and gentlemen. Please invite your co-workers, family, and associates to go for the best sushi in the land every Friday evening, and you will be fantasized, ladies and gentlemen. So we got the results, and I just want to talk a little bit about what we have in the Bahamas, the track and field, and I want each and every one of you to tell us your last thoughts.
Well, for me,
could you have them start for us, please?
Oh, great.
Go ahead.
You repeat the question.
Could you tell us your thoughts based on your being here this afternoon, this evening?
I mean, it's accomplished. It's accomplished to be y'all. You know, us doing great on the track and stuff. Bring us y'all in the spotlight and stuff like that.
Okay, thank you. You, my brother?
It's a great opportunity being here once more, because I've been here before. The coach, I didn't know it. It's just a great opportunity back here because it's a great opportunity being back here again, because not every day you get to have an opportunity like this. Not everybody ever get to have an opportunity like this. And I just glad that I'm the one that have an opportunity to be on the show and talk or try.
Okay. So I talk about the NACAC, and we're also talking about the U.S. Olympic Trials. And you know when they have the Olympic Trials, tell us when they should be starting.
I think they start tomorrow. Tomorrow's a Wednesday. I think it starts tomorrow. But if I'm not mistaken, either tomorrow or Wednesday.
Yeah. Mike Sands says he's going really over there right for that. And
yes,
Yeah.
And you know, they're going to have a hell of a trial them in Jamaica. You know,
oh, yes.
Jamaica and United States. Everybody's going to be watching that this weekend. Yes.
But, you know, what I would like to see is that the persons who have passed, I really feel saddened. I talk about Sidney Cargill, who went to school with me at St. Augustine's. We went to SAC in 1961. Mm. That's long before you were born.
Yeah.
Not that long,
not
eh?
That long.
Not that long. Yeah. And then we have Daphne. She's a Valley girl. Daphne. Valley Girl, and Track World, as I said, gives most sincere condolences to the family of the great Peter Gilcud, You know, he was one of a kind. You name any more like him?
Macaroni.
Never. Let me tell you my association with him. We went to, I was in Toronto, and he was at the University of Minnesota. Mm-hmm. So to go from Toronto to the University of Michigan, who they were competing against, I had planned to do that. But for whatever reason, I did not do it. He would be on the show with me on Saturday mornings with Brian Ambe. And Brian just, I can't figure out what happened. But I do know that he was challenged health-wise and otherwise. So
he would have gone to school at Foster Dawson or
Foster's before? No. He went to the University of Minnesota. Foster went to Minnesota State, which was a little further down.
Gotcha.
Which was a little further. Now they call it Minnesota State now. But as I say, I really feel for it. I really feel for it. Because each and every one of us have challenges, you know.
Yes.
Each and every one of us, most of us have health issues and all of that. Mm-hmm. And really it is something else.
Yes.
And thank you ever so much. With regard to the Guardian, my best friend, Bernard F. Hanna, does his own promotion for me on the show. And he and my daughter, who is his goddaughter, they have a promo that comes through in the day. And it's a real good one. But I know you have to be on the road to be listening to Guardian Radio and hear that. But I would also like to thank all of those who have listened through whatever platform we have. And it makes a difference. People listen while driving in the on the road. People listen by www.guardiantalkradio.com and on and on. So there's no lack of being able to hear this show, especially when you're driving home. Thank you, thank you, thank you again. Kermit, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you again. And we'll be here next week, and we're still going to be talking about the road to Tokyo. Thank you ever so much.